This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I guess California has now officially issued groundbreaking guidelines advising cell phone users to keep the phones away from their bodies and limit the use when the reception is weak. Being reported by Environmental Working Group as well as many other media outlets, they say state officials caution that studies do link radiation from long-term cell phone use to an increased risk of brain cancer, lower sperm counts, and other health problems. And they note that children's developing brains could be at greater risk. The State Department of Health was forced to release the guidelines in March after a lawsuit by University of California Berkeley researcher Dr. Joel Moskowitz. At the time, the department said the guidelines were only a draft, but now they're officially the state's position. The Department of Public Health guidelines closely align with the Environmental Working Group's Guide to Safer Cell Phone Use that was published in 2016. Now, they say studies by the Federal National Toxicology Program, male rats exposed to cell phone radiation had a greater chance of developing brain cancer, but a brain cancer called a malignant glioma. I believe it's a little different from the glioblastoma multiforme that I believe John McCain is battling. But glioma comes from the same same lining. Cell source. And they also found in these rats that there was a tumor that tumors would develop in the heart. So based on human epidemiological studies demonstrating increased risk of brain tumors, the World Health Organization has already declared cell phone radiation as a possible carcinogen. Now, DPH Director Karen Smith said, simple steps such as not keeping your phone in your pocket and moving away from your bed at night can help reduce exposure for both children and adults. She says children's brains develop through the teenage years and may be more affected by cell phone use. Parents should consider reducing the time their children use cell phones and encourage them to turn the devices off at night. Now, not only do I have a cell phone, but now I have my Apple Watch. And I love my Apple Watch. But, I mean, I can make phone calls out of my watch. Well, I really like it because it's a pedometer. It's a multi-hundred dollar pedometer. I should have just gotten a pedometer. But it looks at my heart rate, if I could ever read what it's talking about to me. I've made 12% of my calorie goal. I've exercised, I exercised a lot, and they only said exercise 3 minutes. I did a 30-minute workout today. That's BS. But anyway, so far I've done 2,300 steps this morning, but that was before my workout because I forgot to put it on. So I've already walked 1 mile. And I love this thing. But if this is emitting radiation, I'm going to be like, oh, hell to the no. I'm going to be like, oh, no. Now, do any of us have landlines in our houses anymore? I don't. Why would I spend money on a landline? I have a cell phone. I take my cell phone everywhere. I take my cell phone with me to the potty. I sit there on my potty and I play Candy Crush. Why do you think I'm at like the 2,200 level? I go everywhere with my cell phone. Do I put my cell phone in my bra? No. When I work out, No. I have it near the equipment, but really close by, so I can look at updates, and I could play Candy Crush when I'm doing my cool down and whatever. Some of us don't even take our cell phones with us into the shower. In fact, I think this Apple Watch can go into the shower. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them, although, boy, it would be nice if they were a sponsor of the show. Anybody from Apple Watch, iWatch, iApple Watch, please sponsor the show. So, you know, we go everywhere with our phones. Now, if you remember back in March, the Superior Court judge in California ordered the state to release papers discussing the risk of long-term cell phone use. And according to San Francisco CBS Local, the documents were written by the state's Environmental Health Investigations Branch and are believed to contain cell phone radiation warnings and recommendations for public use. But the state had refused to hand them over when requested by the director of the University of California Berkeley School of Public Health. So Joel Moskowitz in turn sued the state, saying that the data should be public record and won. And he has been researching the subject on cell phone use and brain cancer risk for over 10 years. So what exactly are we concerned about? Well, cell phones emit radio waves. They're a form of non-ionizing radiation that provides an energy source through radio frequency. Now, ionizing radiation, as opposed to non, is emitted through X-rays, cosmic rays, radon, and has been linked to cancer. Okay? High energy, it's a high energy form of electromagnetic radiation. Now, non-ionizing radiation includes the lower levels like radio waves, microwaves, visible light, UV light, infrared lasers. But UV radiation is still not benign. UV radiation could cause skin cancer. So it's not as dangerous as ionizing radiation, but it still, you know, definitely raises some eyebrows. So there was a study revealed in May of 2016, showing these brain tumors in mice. Rats exposed to the radiation for 7 to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, did have these gliomas as well as tumors in the heart. Now, we weren't supposed to translate it to human risk, but of course it does. You know, what happens to the rats could happen to any of us. And then when the World Health Organization, you know, back in 2011 said, look, it's possibly carcinogenic to humans, you have multiple studies now trying to decipher if this is something we should warn the public about. Well, apparently with California, they are. So, the California Department of Health has been on top of this. I'm pretty impressed, you know, because this isn't the most sociologically accepted sort of statement to come out. But what really bothers me is how, you know, the guidelines only came out because somebody had to sue. The judge had to rule that these guidelines came out. You know, and, you know, we don't want the government keeping stuff from us. This is what's freaking people out about vaccines and about, that's why we have all these conspiracy theories, because we think the government isn't being open with us. And as a doctor, I'm like, well, no, this is safe. This doesn't have to do with the government. Vaccines are safe. True, there could be, you know, a rare, you know, side effect, but, you know, overall they're safe. Cell phones overall are safe. But when you actually have proof that the government is withholding stuff, then we extrapolate it to there. They could be withholding a bunch of stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And again, I hope you guys are having an awesome holiday season. We're being told that a man spiked his girlfriend's drink with abortion pills to kill the unborn baby. A man's on-and-off girlfriend said that he spiked her drink earlier this year with high-dosage abortion pills and killed the baby. Brooke Fisk told WORC that Sikander Imran, a 32-year-old doctor, moved from Rochester, New York to Arlington, Virginia when she discovered she was pregnant. He didn't want to have the baby, so he tried to talk me into having an abortion, which I didn't want to do. Fisk said she went to Virginia to speak with Imran about the baby when she was 17 weeks pregnant. She said one night she discovered a mysterious substance at the bottom of her cup of tea. I don't understand why people drink tea still. It's a horrible tasting drink, and because it's hot, you can dissolve stuff in it. I don't drink tea. I know she can't drink beer because she's pregnant, but drink some water. It's really hard to spike water, I think. You know, tea, because it's so horrible tasting, you have no idea if there's something crappy in it. But water, since you know water's taste, I just drink water. I'm not really a big tea drinker. I just don't. I think it tastes like crap. Anyway, she says, when I was drinking my tea in the evening, I got to the bottom of the cup. She said there was a gritty substance in there, and when I looked at it, I could tell that it was a pill that had been ground up. Fisk said she began to have contractions a few hours after she consumed the pills. She said Imran confessed to giving her the pills. He immediately started crying and said he was a horrible person and that he had done what I thought he did. So she went to Virginia Hospital Center. She went into labor and lost her son. And apparently the misoprostol, it's a pill that can help induce abortions, was in her system. And 200 milligrams, I guess, roughly, can induce labor, and she was given 800 milligrams. So he has been taken into custody on May 24th, charged with cause of abortion and premeditated killing of a fetus of a mother, of another, according to court documents. Fisk said she has not seen Imran since June. She has testified him against court. She said, it was very apparent for me to face him and say what he had done and look him in the face while I said that. He currently remains in custody in the Arlington County Detention Center. He is slated to start his court date Wednesday, but it was moved to March 12th due to additional charges. So, that's horrible. That is just horrible. And, I think a lot of us women are naive when, you know, we become pregnant and we think that, you know, the daddy is going to be like all happy and excited it's going to be the most romantic thing ever and maybe he'll marry us and I think there's a real underestimation of how much the average single guy really wants a baby. You know, yes, in the movies and in TV, they go, oh, yeah, you know, he's freaking out that she got pregnant, etc. But we've even seen married couples where the husband just doesn't seem to be as into the pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying they would do anything like this, but a lot of us women are in la-la land. You know, like when I got pregnant, I thought my husband was going to be wanting to listen to the belly. I thought he was going to want to come to the gynecologist with me. I thought he was going to want to go baby clothes shopping. And mind you, I hate going shopping. I can't stand clothes shopping. I can't stand shoe shopping. I can't stand any of that. But if I go with my husband, it's easier. You know, like there's a JCPenney near us. I never go into it. But if he's in the car and I'm like, do you need some pants or something? Then maybe I'll go. I just don't like going shopping. I don't know what it is. I know. I do not want to lose my PMS privileges. The sisterhood is going to be very angry with me. But I think there's a lot of women that really can't stand shopping. I don't like spending money. I don't like feeling fat. I don't like, you know, looking at myself in the mirror. I hate looking at myself in the mirror. You think I want to look at myself in the mirror? Please. Why do you think I'm in radio and not TV? I do some TV stuff, but like today, a day like today, you do not want to see me. You do not. The bra straps aren't aligned. The makeup's not good. I didn't wax my upper lip. Just keep me out of the public temporarily until I can make myself look good, and then I'll get out there. So, you know, he just didn't bond. One of my listeners had called or written in asking, what's wrong here? You know, he doesn't seem interested in the pregnancy. He doesn't bond. He doesn't. Now, you know, in men's defense, okay, if I was a guy and I wasn't the one carrying the baby and I wasn't the one feeling the kicks and I wasn't the one, you can't bond with an idea. You know, I don't blame the average daddy not bonding with the baby until the baby comes out. You know, and it's not that they're concrete thinkers and women are abstract thinkers. Men are abstract thinkers and women are, you know. But, you know, women, we feel it. You know, everything changes. Our hips change, the vagina changes, the boobs change. And so we have a constant reminder, even if we don't feel baby kick, that there's something inside of us. We just do. Yet the average guy, she's telling him. And, yeah, maybe a baby is on the way, but you can't expect him to sit there and fantasize and be all excited and all goopy about something that he is not really concretely involved with on a minute-to-minute, day-by-day basis. So I let guys have a pass when it comes to that. Now, when the baby comes, that's a whole other story. Now baby comes out, you clean them all up, okay, because he's kind of goopy when he comes out. Alright, there's a lot of extra substances surrounding the baby when the baby comes out. Sometimes the baby poops when the baby comes out. Sometimes mom poops. There's a lot of stuff, okay? So, anyway, you clean the baby up, dad holds the baby. Now, how long do we let daddy hold the baby? Not long at all. Mommy's like, give the baby to me. I gotta feed the baby. All right, well, here, okay? So even we women don't even let daddy hold the baby. Now we come home. Now we bring the baby home, right? Mom's like, I got to go to the bathroom. So daddy gets like a quick minute to hold the baby. She comes out, give me the baby. And so, you know, even when my babies were born, did I really give daddy enough alone time with them? No, because I felt like I had to be all in their space. So then daddy started to learn early on that they come secondary to the relationship between mom and baby. And some dads hate it. I've had many men say, look, what's wrong with me? I don't want to be jealous of this baby, but all she cares about is the baby and not me. And I'm like, well, yeah, welcome to fatherhood. I mean, yeah, she cares about you, but she's going to be thinking night and day, not about you, but about the baby. Yes, you will have sex again. It will happen. Okay, just, you know, there is a chance you'll have sex again. There is a chance that you guys will, you know, discuss your love for each other. But right now, it's all about the baby, and it's very instinctive. There's not a lot of evolutionary advantage to a woman who just had a baby to leave the baby to make sure daddy's happy. She has to, while the baby is young, and the younger the baby, make sure that that baby is able to fight in the wild and do whatever. Now, it is in an evolutionary advantage to make sure you have multiple babies, so mommy's got to go back to the cave with daddy sometime. Okay, it's got to happen. But it's different. Guys feel left out. Now you have a woman who's tired. Okay, you have a woman who's distracted, okay, you know, yeah, she loves you, she needs you, but now you have a lot more work, whereas prior to the baby, I used to incentivize my husband to wash dishes so he could have sex or something. Now, they're duties, and if he doesn't do them, I lay on the biggest guilt trip. So all that stuff you had pre-babies in your relationship doesn't happen after. Just get prepared for that. Now, one mistake I think a lot of people make is they don't have the pre-baby honeymoon stage. Many people now are having babies out of wedlock. Many people's relationships start because of the baby. Yeah, they had sex, but now they have a baby together, so now they have a relationship. Not the most ideal. You know, we used to tell people in the 70s and 80s and even longer, you know, wait to start your family. Don't get married just to quickly start your family. You know, now that we have birth control in the 60s and 70s, you know, where we have a lot more options for you to family plan, then, you know, enjoy this honeymoon stage. But no, women start to freak out because they're like, wait, I need to have a baby. My friend's had a baby, so now I'm starting to lactate even though I've never had a baby. And I'm, you know, turning 25 or I'm turning 29. You know, with me and my husband, I was married when I was 26. I made sure we got pregnant within a couple years because I was already 26 when we got married. I didn't want to be 30 when I had my first kid. So there's this pressure now to have the baby fast. So women are marrying later. Men are marrying later, if they're marrying at all. Then they try to get pregnant right away. And the relationship really never gets to kind of have that, you know that cultivation that it needs. 1-877-DOT-DELIA.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Maya? But it's, I think it's spelled M-I-Y-A, Mia, talks about why aren't we boycotting the media and the news? When are we going to, I lost it. It had to do with fake news. Anyway, she was writing about boycotting the news and fake news. The only reason why I'm going to bring this up is I guess you guys heard about that stupid story with Omarosa. You know, Omarosa was the reality. She was on the Celebrity Apprentice, or I don't know if she was on Celebrity Apprentice. I think Regular Apprentice, Omarosa, Manigault, Newman, and then she got hired by President Trump as part of his White House staff, and then she news broke that she was leaving. of the White House. And I guess it was a story that evolved into her being in a huge fit and frenzy and Secret Service having to walk her out, and it was ridiculous. And so John Harwood, CNBC reporter, said this is the dumbest story ever. His message was liked more than 17,000 times, and this dramatic exit that was a fake story being put out there, trended all over social media, and everybody seemed to, jump on the story and be all, excited that there was some drama. And, I agree. I think this is at the point where these stupid stories, a reporter has a job to do, any journalist, okay, including myself, has a job to make sure that whatever we are reporting is factual. If we don't know that it's factual or not, we have to very blatantly, not, very kind of, this might be true. I mean, it has to be very, very apparent that we haven't substantiated or we have not confirmed it. So, and you guys have heard me do my show, okay, many times. I'm like, look, this is being reported. Okay, it's being reported. And I have to make sure I say that loud enough. Hey, I, may even reiterate it. Say, look, I do not have confirmation, but this is, breaking news. This is what we're being told. You know, it was very interesting when the Supreme Court had ruled against, maybe ruled for Obamacare and against the fact that it was unconstitutional. The original reports coming over the news feed said Supreme Court rules Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, unconstitutional, which from what I understand, they did. But then Chief Justice Roberts said, look, this is what we could do. It would be constitutional if it's considered a tax. So if it's considered a tax, it's constitutional. So I was under the impression that, he helped Obama proofread and edit. I didn't think that was their job. I thought they were just supposed to look at it the way it is and say, okay, it's unconstitutional. But it didn't happen that way. So, but the original news feed that came out said Supreme Court deemed it unconstitutional. Then another report came out saying, but if it's a tax, it is constitutional. And so when that happened, I was at a news station, and, immediately everybody was starting to pounce on that first piece of information. And, we usually only get our pieces of information from one or two main sources. A big mistake a lot of reporters make is they'll get their information from layers and levels down the line. There'll be a report. One magazine or one newspaper will, write about it, and then somebody may go to that, report, and it's unfortunately not substantiated to the degree that we need to, especially in journalism. So, we have an ethical obligation to make sure that news that's reported to you is accurate. Somehow, some way, entertainment got mixed in with the news. And this push for advertisers. And this push for advertisers comes from ratings. And if you make your news entertaining, if you have huge headlines, if you have big colors, if you have angry guests, and if you make it a show, you may increase your revenue. Now, where can we go to just get the news? All right, well, then, Dahlia, just read the news. Don't watch it on TV, okay? If TV is such a big, dramatic production, read about it. No, but you see that with the articles as well. We see these articles, and we see these headlines, and they're slanted. And they want people to, the only way you're going to read or click on their link is if you like the title. So even the title has to be skewed. It's, just being told some regular, straight-up news is going to be a thing of the past unless we do something about it. Now, from what I understand, there's a new news network, I need to look it up, that I'm being told that doesn't do shows and commentaries. It just feeds you the news. Now, I don't know if a lot of people like it because I'm being told it's right-leaning. So then that kind of defeats the purpose of us having just one news source. But whoever runs that news agency, if they lean left or they lean right, we'll get leanings. You know, what about, all right, well, you know, North Korea has said this. Trump said this. Hillary said this. FBI documents show this. And some of you will say, well, Dahlia, we are getting that. We are getting those headlines. We are getting those pieces. Not entirely. It's still not real news if excerpts are taken out. If excerpts of that news are taken out and what's being accented is the bias you want to give, then still that's not fake news. That's not real news. That's fake news. And, you know, this term fake news that is kind of trended, it really is true. I learned very early on in journalism that you make the story. Things happen all the time in life. Things happen all the time in the world, in your city, in your region, you know, but it's not necessarily news if it doesn't get covered. The only way to make it news is to make it desirable to be read and to be listened to. If nobody gives a damn about Zimbabwe, it's not going to be in the news. There's stuff that happens in Zimbabwe all the time. But if you and I don't care about it, it's not going to make our news. So you need to find something and that people care about or are interested in, and then that gets news. Donald Trump was speaking the other day, had a slur in his speech. That was all over the headlines. You know how much bigger fish we have to fry? But people were worried about slurred speech. Now, mind you, okay, as a physician, yes, that is always concerning. You don't want to hear anybody have slurred speech because you always worry about stroke. You always worry about a variety of things. However, how many of us mumble, stutter, slur some words when we're speaking, trying to find the right word? It happens. There's a Billy Joel song, You're Only Human. Don't forget your second wind. That song. And in it, he talks about making mistakes. And in the middle of the song, I guess this was reported back in the 80s, he goes, sometimes that's what it takes. Anyway, he goes, so he has a little stutter. And you hear him giggle. But he keeps it. Because, look, it's a song about mistakes. I might as well keep it. Now, maybe that was a story that was fake back in the 80s, but I remember that. Every time I hear the song, I go, yeah, that was a mistake, and they decided to keep it in there. So it can happen. Slurs can happen. You know, stumbles can happen in your speech. You know, as a doctor, my interest is peaked, very peaked. So, yeah, I read that article. But, you know, if you don't like what CNN or Fox News or MSNBC dishes to you, then stop reading it. If you don't like Google's slant on articles, or if you like what they have to say, then read those. You know, these companies, remember, their bottom line is money. Their bottom line is not vilifying a political candidate like we think. What really gets to the heart of these companies is the money that they're going to make. So if they see that articles that are, you know, real news are the ones getting the hits, then they're going to produce more of those. So I wouldn't say boycott, but just drive to where drive your consumer, to your consumerness to what you want to consume. And they'll feed you. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you guys have seen this selfie that this woman put. It was a Kentucky woman had put a selfie up on Facebook while she was undergoing treatment for skin cancer. And boy, did it go viral. And good for her, because it's obviously not the most flattering picture of her. But, you know, usually this type of, you know, this type of picture is not something that people post. And boy, is it raising awareness. 27-year-old Tawny Willoughby had a bunch of raw areas on her skin with scabs, etc., along with her message saying, this is what skin cancer treatment can look like. And boy, did it draw tens of thousands of shares of her post. It also triggered near record-setting levels of online searches about skin cancer and prevention. Now, Willoughby, again, only 27 years old. She's only 27. Whole face practically having undergone treatment. She works as a nurse and began this post in April 25, 2015, saying if anyone needs a little motivation to not lay in the tanning bed in sun, here you go. By May 11th, Willoughby's post had reached 50,000 shares, according to findings, and that same day, the news outlet covered the story, and then media attention starts to snowball, etc., and then finally, her findings were even published in the Journal of Preventive Medicine, and boy, was her message pretty impactful, according to Fox News. Now, when she was diagnosed with skin cancer at the age of 21, and apparently, she had regularly used tanning beds as a teenager. By age 27, she had been diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma 5 times, squamous cell carcinoma 1 time. Now, basal cell carcinoma is the least dangerous. It's not 100% benign by any means. It's still cancer. And it could still be very sclerosing and nodular and scarring and destructive. But of all the skin cancers, basal cell will be the least likely to kill you. Squamous cell gets more dangerous. Squamous cell can spread. Very, very dangerous. We have a much more severe treatment for that. And then, of course, one of the highest forms is your malignant melanoma. And that is very, very nasty and scary. So it doesn't look like she had melanoma. But the basal cell cancers, which I believe Hugh Jackman has, you know why he keeps on having to have surgery on his nose? Yeah, yeah. So he, I know, he still looks amazing. You never know, you know, but yeah. So anyway, so basal cell carcinoma very commonly hits areas on the skin that, you know, are in, I guess, exposed to the sun. Whereas melanomas and even squamous cell carcinomas may come up in areas that are not sun-related, sun-exposed. So, you know, when it comes to these tanning beds and trying to look tan and looking gorgeous, I don't know if I'm really sold with the spray-on tans either. You know, I did use tanning beds. The very first time I used a tanning bed was my husband and I were going to go on our honeymoon. And he said, look, you're white, white, white. I mean, we are talking, you are going to burn on our honeymoon, and then we're not going to be able to have sex. He didn't say it like that. But he said, look, you know, baby, I don't want your skin, your beautiful skin, to get, you know, burned, and then you'd be uncomfortable. I knew what he was saying. He just didn't want me to get a sunburn saying, don't touch me. So I went and did some tanning bed treatments so I would have a baseline tan. And I was fine. I used sunscreen and I covered up and I was fine. We had plenty of sex on our honeymoon, okay? Because we had to make up for years later of marriage where we didn't have sex. So trust me, I made sure we had plenty of sex on our honeymoon. Those were the days when I could wear a bikini. I was so hot. I'm not hot now, but oh well. I really miss my bikini days. And I rarely wore a bikini because I was like, oh, I'm too fat. I wasn't fat. I look good. So anyway, so I used a tanning bed for that. And I remember the lady said, well, you can take off all your clothes. I'm like, I don't want to take off all my clothes because then my butt and my lily is going to be touching what other people. No, no, it's okay. So I kept my underwear on. Now, here's the thing, okay? Bikini bottoms are usually smaller than a woman's pair of panties. Now, I wasn't wearing fancy, sexy underwear back then. Remember, I was a medical student. So I was a medical student. I was a fourth-year medical student when I was dating my husband and getting ready to marry him and engage to him and all that. And so my underwear in medical school was the most comfortable cotton, I didn't like cotton briefs, but cotton panties that weren't, you know how women like to wear smaller underwear to make themselves look smaller? No, I got bigger sizes because I'm in them for 36 hours. You do 36-hour shifts, you kind of want to swim comfortably and breathe in your panties. So they really were kind of the bigger sized cotton, not briefs, though, unless maybe I did have some briefs. So now I'm going to the pink tanning bed. And I'm wearing these big panties because I didn't want to be naked in the tanning bed. I should have worn the bathing suit I was going to wear, but I didn't have the bathing suit yet. And so when I did wear my bathing suit and the bathing suit bottoms, you definitely saw farmer's tan. So not sexy. Oh, it was not sexy. Well, let's review skin cancer, all right? Okay, so basal cell carcinoma, they're going to be very pink, pearly little papules. So let me put my glasses on here, okay? Not that I need to read that. I don't even need to read this. I know this by heart. I don't have to read anything. So anyway, these basal cell carcinomas are, when you see something cute and pink on your buddy or your parent that you just want to take your finger and pick off, right, like scoop out with your nail, that's a basal cell carcinoma, okay? If you feel like you just want to pick it out, basal cells pretty much look like those. Now, there's other forms. They could be, you know, sclerosing. They could be they could be more flat. They could be more nodular. There's a variety of different shapes. But usually those that's how I know I'm dealing with a basal cell. Squamous cell is going to be a lot more flaky, a lot more scabby, not scabby looking, but kind of that texture. And when you look at a squamous cell carcinoma, you're like, I could pick it out, but I can't pick it out in one big scoop. I'm going to have to scratch at it for a while to pick it out. That sort of look, you're probably dealing with a squamous cell carcinoma. And squamous cell carcinomas may have their origin through actinokeratoses, those little flaky, scaly things. Like you'll have something on your arm, you'll scratch it. You're like, oh, that's extra skin. You'll pick at it, and then it'll just grow back a week or two later. Those actinokeratoses are precancerous, and they could turn into squamous cell carcinoma. Many of them don't. But if you have those, you need to be watched because those could be signs of skin damage that can later turn to skin cancer. Melanoma, this I've versed you guys on many times. This is where we use the ABCDEs many times with moles and skin cancer. So A, if you have a mole, then you look for symmetry. And a abnormal mole, like melanoma, would be asymmetrical. So if you take that mole or that dark lesion and you cut it in half, or even a reddish lesion, you draw an imaginary line through it. If both sides don't look equal, that's asymmetric. Then you have B for border. So B, if the border is nice and smooth and you feel like you could draw around it, that's a good border. But with cancer, it's kind of chaotic. It's not going to make a nice border. It's going to start to branch out as it grows chaotically. So an abnormal border would be for B. That could be cancer. C would be color. All right, a nice smooth color. If you look at a freckle, smooth throughout pretty much the whole thing. But with melanoma, there may be varying degrees of color because some of the melanocytes may chaotically grow in clumps, so then that may be darker than another part of the mole. So you want to look at the color. Then you want to look at D, the diameter. If the diameter is greater than a pencil eraser or more than a centimeter and it's a dark mole, I would panic about that. Even if it's less, you know, and to me, when I think of D for diameter, is the diameter growing? But if that's kind of, you know, difficult to remember, just take a look at a pencil eraser, and if it looks like the pencil eraser could fit nicely in it, that's an issue. E is if it's evolving or changing, and then F if it's growing fast. All right, guys, that's a review of melanoma. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.